story of that journey to Emmaus. But all that I wanted to take from the story today is that Jesus walked with Cleopas and his friends, and he reminded them of what the scriptures had to say about the Messiah, about himself. Chose that means of communicating, to take them back through scriptures they'd be familiar with, to contextualize himself. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As I said earlier on, today is a day to recall, to remember, to reflect, and to rejoice together as we can look back on God's dealings with us over the past year. It's been good to hear the contributions that we have, and in them to see that we have indeed much to celebrate. Remembering, recalling and remembering plays a significant part in Jewish faith tradition. And of course, we do the same when we share communion, for example, together. We need to recall and remember simply because we are prone to forget. So I'd like us to take a few minutes to recall and reflect on two aspects of last year. St. James 2020 vision. Now, I could bring a microphone round and test you, couldn't I? All right. I'm not going to do that. You're all right. We drew this vision up over a year ago to give us both a framework and goals for the period up to the year 2020. We preached on it. We shared about it in small groups and studied it. And even though we've not fully followed it through on the monitoring of the progress on it at PCC, PCC is duty-bound to ensure that the church do keep this in focus. But the vision is about St. James, but we are St. James, so it's us too. And it's just possible that you may have allowed it to slip your mind as the months have gone by. So I want us to recall and remind ourselves of what we want to be as a church together. To be rooted in prayer and growing in our faith in Jesus Christ. It's so important. Prayer is so important. And we can be very thankful for those in our church who are particularly committed to prayer. Of course, we all pray. But prayer is one of those areas where we grow stronger if we do it together. So we celebrate the prayer that happens. Many more of us could join in the corporate prayer opportunities we have twice a month. So perhaps let's resolve from where we stand at the moment to be more involved in that in the coming year. Growing as confident disciples and willing and able to make disciples of others. We took opportunity over the year to celebrate our small groups. And it was great. It's great that so many of us are involved in small groups in one way or another at that really important level of being church. And we heard testimony from many of the value and importance of belonging to a small group. So again, as you reflect on this, if you're not part of a small group, then perhaps that's a change that you might want to make in the coming months. Committed to nurturing and investing in children and young people. And it's been great to hear from Linda and from Chris about the work that our youngsters are going on amongst our youngers. Great, too, that they are supported by teams of helpers and volunteers. And as we've heard, that import, that work, that support work is absolutely vital. It's easy, perhaps, to forget that because Sam and Chris and Linda are the professionals, the rest of us too need to be involved, both on the practical level as required, but in prayer also. We all have a role to play in the nurturing of our youngsters, both in the church and the community. Growing in our understanding of and open to being empowered by the Holy Spirit to build up the church of God. We were very challenged on this back in February when Kevin Roberts stood here and spoke to us about using that image of the river. Just how much do we want to be immersed in the flow and work of the Spirit? Now, our experiences vary from perhaps just dipping our toes in to paddling ankle deep, wading in a little, or even to the point where we lift our feet off the bottom and are prepared to go with the flow where the Spirit leads. So I'd encourage you to reflect again on that imagery and delight in the provision that God makes of his Spirit to enable and equip us for all that he wants us to do and to be. Reach out into our community to be and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, both inside and beyond the church walls and across Woodley in partnership with others. We've much to celebrate, I think, on this front. As a church, by and large, we do get it when it comes to mission, and we should feel encouraged to go on and broaden the scope of our individual and corporate outreach. We had a great evening focusing on our mission partners, both locally and around the world. In a couple of weeks' time, our Alpha course begins. Great opportunity to invite folk along, and perhaps also an opportunity to join in if you know that you personally both want and need to clarify and work through just what being a Christian is all about. During Lent, we spent Sunday evenings meeting with others across the Woodley churches, exploring what it means to be more Christ-like. There's a real sense of anticipation and excitement amongst the Woodley church leaders at the moment. As Andy Baker shared one of those Sunday evenings, that is a very real thing going on at the moment amongst the leaders. And we need to pray that that fresh sense of God at work in our wider church community will blossom out into renewed vision for our town. Finally, listening, generous and committed to quality in all that we do. Ask anyone who was involved in the interview day last Thursday, and they will testify to the atmosphere here as each individual played their part, worked together to make what was quite a complex day work so well. God blessed us richly, and although we did not appoint, we know that his hand was on the day, and that we go forward in confidence, as I said earlier, to the next stage. And in many ways, we can acknowledge and celebrate the generosity of St. James as we give of our time, our energy, our skill, our money, our effort and our commitment to all that we do. So very well done if you remembered all six parts of the vision. But having now brought it to mind again, do please ponder it. Rejoice in all that God has done and is doing, and seek to embed it into your own life. Finally, I just wanted to reflect for a moment on the vacancy. Churches receive a wide range of experiences during a vacancy, and there is no doubt that it can be an unsettling time of uncertainty and anxiety, especially if it lasts a while. And although we don't have a vicar, much of what a vicar has to do still has to happen, and that puts considerable work upon and responsibility on the shoulders of the rest of us. Back in June last year, Nick retired, and as a church, we then faced the challenges of the vacancy period. But we never wanted to simply try and keep the ship afloat, gently bobbing at anchor, waiting for a new skipper to come aboard. St. James is simply not that sort of church. While we have to ensure that the day-to-day stuff still happens, we also wanted to keep our moving in our ministry and our mission and in our life together. And God has been very gracious to us. And we look back, we can see much for which we can be thankful and which we can justly celebrate. As we thought already, there have been many ways in which we have been able to take our vision forward. We have remained united in our life together and in our desire to see God honoured in what we are and do. We've tackled some quite sticky issues and managed by God's grace to resolve problems and find the ways to keep moving forward positively. God has blessed us in this challenging season, and we can and should justly celebrate his goodness to us.